welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, September the 4th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Quick check of how the markets ended the day on the shortened week. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 91 points at 13,448. NASDAQ up 33 at 2,630. That was just because somebody thought that Apple shares were worth $200 as opposed to the current 130-odd. S&P Index up 15 points at 1,489. In the metals complex today, well, there wasn't much red around anywhere today. Everything was on the plus side, including gold, up by $9.10 at the close, to close at 683.80. 10 cents off its high. Silver up 25 cents at 1237. Platinum up $3 at $1,276. Palladium up $3 at $3.36. Crude oil up 6 cents. Barrel of crude now over $75 a barrel. $75.14. Isn't it funny? After Labor Day, prices at the pump are up a nickel. And the U.S. dollar index today closed up 9 basis points at 80.85. We still have a few callers left over from the last hour. And so after the break, we'll be picking them up and we'll be dealing with a lot of other interesting news, financially speaking wise, here in the Valley of the Sun. If you want to know how bad the real estate market is, because we were... We were the hottest market in the country. According to the Arizona Republic, Arizona foreclosures are up 189%. Says foreclosure filings in Arizona nearly tripled in July from a year ago, the eighth fastest increase among states, according to data compiled by RealtyTrack. Arizona's rate of foreclosures was... one for every 433 households, 60% above the national average. Head of the Bundesbank says we're having a classic run on the banks. Is there a reason to be concerned? I think so. We'll be back and we'll take Ted and James when we return.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Children standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery your eyes anymore, sadness.
Welcome and back, my friends. No bravery. Great song, James Blunt. No bravery. Breaking news. I guess there are going to be some calls for troop reductions. Don't ask me why it's breaking news, but there you have it. Let's go to Ted in Georgia. Hey, Ted. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I had, John had mentioned at the beginning of his program something about Economics 101. And it's been a while, about 55 years since I took Economics 101, but I wanted to mention that the one thing I remember from Economics 101 was every time you said something, you had to you had to prefix it with the clause, all else being equal. And when you address one variable, you wanted to isolate it and condition it on the idea that all the other variables are equal. Well, they never are, but still, you can understand it better if you take that into condition it on all else being equal, and the listener tries to understand that. Do you have a comment on that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, no, not really, because I'm not sure in the context in what you...
Well, you're talking about
Economics 101 can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Well, let's talk about the conditioning your statements with the prefix or the condition of all else being equal. You understand what I mean? All the other variables being equal, being fixed, so to speak, then you can discuss what happens when you vary the subject variable. Are you with me?
No, yeah. You've lost me.
Yeah. At any rate, you use this quite often, and what people like yourself and Bob Chapman can talk about two variables varying simultaneously. But most people, including myself, mostly can't handle that. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
Sort of?
I'm, But maybe it's because it's the start of the week and the old brain is not functioning as it should.
Well, it's probably the manner also in which I'm stating it, but sure. I'm doing the best I can. But I noticed in that Bob Chapman, in his tonight, he referred, he agreed with you in substance, parroted what you had said about 4 or 5 weeks ago about the short covering being responsible for the drop in the price of gold on the day that the stock market dropped 280 points.
Yeah, you will always find when you have big downdrafts like we had on that particular day over 300 mm-hmm. points, because a large majority of investors have margin accounts, and because their equity obviously fell below the maintenance level, they have to come up with cash immediately.
So they look to the most liquid
asset
that they have, yeah, which is gold and silver. Now, one other thing that Bob had said about, well, it was last Tuesday. I think he made a statement. I don't know just who called in, but somebody called in and was more or less denouncing the Fed because we don't like the Fed, which we don't. But you have to keep that. You have to isolate. Sometimes you have to isolate the fact or eliminate the fact that we don't, that we're against the Fed, that they're the enemy, so to speak. And when you're analyzing and looking to the logic of a certain situation, and Bob covered that very, very well in saying something to the effect that whether we like the Fed or not, the Fed is a part of our government. Not that it's not private. It is private, but it's still a part of our effective government. Let's put it that way. But I think Bob said that whether we like the Fed or not, it functions as a part of the government. That might be the way he said it. Sure. And that is a very important thing. I've got a friend that quite often he'll come up with trying to talk about whether certain money in the economy is dope money, and that's fine. I'm just as moralistic as he is, but you've got to isolate your variables, and you can't get involved in moralizing on a subject you're trying to analyze on the basis of economics. Am I making any sense now?
Yes. Now you make complete logic.
Yeah, and this probably is something that guy in Connecticut, Henry, that's probably one of the reasons that he would probably agree with that. He goes a little farther than that, wants to eliminate the moralizing entirely, seems like, which I don't do. And I'm like John on that. but those are the two. Those are the main things I had in mind. And I thank you for your patience.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Let's go to James in Ontario. Hey, James. Thanks for holding.
I have a 401k. The only reason I have it is that it's 100% matching funds, and it's self-directed, which means you can invest it in whatever you want to. But what I wanted to talk to you about is that I am a dual citizen. I qualify both for Canada Pension and American Social Security. Because of the tax treaty between Canada and the United States, and the preeminence clause in it, which means it takes precedent over the tax laws of both countries, you have the choice of taking Canada Pension separately and Social Security separately, or combining the two. And I was wondering what you thought of the idea of having American Social Security to combine with Canada Pension and taking it through Canada Pension, because it's fully funded where I understand American Social Security isn't.
Well, you asked me a question way above my pay grade when it comes to Social Security, because even though I pay into the system, I have no intention or have no faith in the fact that I will ever see a check. I'm not, in other words, I'm not reliant on anybody but myself to take care of my retirement when that comes. So,
well, I agree with you completely. I just want to get the checks as long as they want to hand them
sure.
out, but I don't need them.
So your question is whether you should take you have to either take the Canadian or you have to take the American. You can't take both.
Yeah, you can take both.
Well, then what's the problem?
Well, if the American Social Security is insolvent, they might renege on the payments?
Unless they want full-blown anarchy in the streets, all the government's got to do is stop producing checks every month. So I don't think you have a problem as far as getting the checks are concerned. The problem you have is what are those checks actually going to be really worth? Because they will be paid out to you in U.S. dollars.
Right.
They will depreciate
over time.
Sure. I mean, there's a reason why the government doesn't state the official inflation rate, which should be around about 10 or 12%, and I'm being conservative with that, is because if they had to recognize the official inflation rate, that would force them to increase the cost of living increases to Social Security benefits.
Right.
And that would be a big hit on the Treasury, to say the least. So it's the reason why we are still stuck with this 2.5-3% inflation rate, because the government can handle that.
Well, getting back to the 401k, one of the things that people should look into is always make sure they're self-directed, which means that you and only you can determine what the money goes into. And
yeah, but that, I don't think many companies offer that alternative.
No, but they can go into negotiations for contracts, and what you do is you bring them over to that point of view so that you can control it.
Yeah.
Instead of having somebody from the company controlling it.
Well, as I said, there are so many different variables to 401ks. There's no two that are identical.
Yeah, that's true.
And you usually find that most 401k plans are drawn up by lawyers who obviously get paid by the company, so they will draw up language which is beneficial to the company, not to the employee.
Okay.
But if you can get a self-directed 401k plan, sure, that makes sense.
And the other thing is to Roth it if you can.
Yeah.
So absolutely. That all the future increases are tax-free.
Thanks, James.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. We got Henry in Connecticut. Hey, Henry. Almost missed you there, Henry, but not quite.
Yeah, all right. Just leave it there. Hello?
How you doing, Henry?
Yeah, hi. I want to ask you something about in reference to commodities. You heard the question I asked Chapman with the stock market crashing?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I make it quick. I asked Mr. Chapman, I asked Robert, I have seen, by the way, he's right. I agree with Harry Schultz. His newsletter is better than Harry Schultz's newsletter. There's no doubt about it.
And Harry charges a lot more for his newsletter.
Oh, really? You know, that's funny. It used to be, I remember a time when Tom Valentine pitched it. It was, used to be special for $50 a year. Somebody else said that too. I think the international forecaster is underpriced. I mean, for what you get with it. The problem is all these different newsletters, you don't know which ones to trust and whatever. But once you experience it, then you know. But, Chapman records history of, you know, things that went on in the past. And I asked him, I said, is it likely that like the one in 2001, there was a stock market crash. It was a minor one, though. It wasn't but it was like half, like a semi-crash, okay? Not like something in 1929. Do commodities go up? Meaning like the grains, you know, wheat, corn, cattle, but certainly wheat and corn and soybean, as well as gold and silver. And he said yes. He said, and I asked him, does it happen most of the time whenever there is any kind of crash, even 1929? Now, he told me, he also said yes. Now, what I want to find out from you is this. Do you know much about this stuff, and you know much about commodities in general, or exclusively just gold and silver and precious metals?
Well, I mean, commodities, when you're talking about agricultural...
All right, I'm talking about futures. Futures.
Yeah, but when you're talking about agricultural commodities...
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame to financial commodities.
That's true.
Like, for instance, right now, you've got grain at multi-year highs. And the reason you got grain at multi-year highs is because of the stupid... alternative energy.
Oh, the ethanol crap.
The ethanol stuff that we're on.
That's with corn, though.
And that's all fair and fine, but it just goes to show you how this administration, just like the war in Iraq, where there was no planning, for contingencies of other things happening, like, you know, whether or not you should fire all the all the military personnel in Iraq, or whether you should do this or that. There was no planning, there was no foresight into thinking what would happen if this happens, what happens if that happens. And it's the same thing that went on to this ethanol thing, because they were so consumed with coming up for a solution to America's independence from Mideast oil, that now that we're on this ethanol kick, well, guess what's going to happen? The price of beef is going to go up because corn.
Right, that's what Chapman said. Right.
Sure. So you've got this domino effect of what higher corn prices are ultimately going to lead to all your basic staples.
Right.
And it's more devastating to the poor and the impoverished, because in large part, for instance, staple food in Mexico is a tortilla. Guess what's going to happen to the price of tortillas? Mm-hmm. They're going to go up substantially. The price of bread's going to go up. I mean, these are all the domino effects of trying to solve. It's like that game whack-a-mo, you know, where you hit the one and the other one pops up over here. There's just no logical thought in what these people do, and they seem to be knee-jerk reactionaries, and ultimately their solutions to crises seem to exacerbate the crises. I mean, this is the same thing that's going on in the real estate market, because now you've got Congress riding to the rescue. Now, if Congress is going to get itself involved in this mess by trying to save the poor and the impoverished homeowner that's getting thrown out of his home,
right?
They're going to create a whole new bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to, as I said, it's just going to simply exacerbate that situation. I mean, what you've got a whole division of the Justice Department now, even though it's in complete disarray. You've got a whole division of the Justice Department now that's been charged with going after what they call predatory brokers. In other words, these guys that were selling these subprime mortgages, you know, because it's never the individual's fault for whatever happens.
Yeah, good point.
You know, so you got the broker who's trying to make a living. He's given his playbook, which basically says you don't have to qualify these people for income and what have you. They're just looking at turning over business. So, you know, when little Mrs. Jones calls up and says she wants to refinance her house so she can take out some equity to pay off the credit cards, he's only too happy to oblige her.
Yeah, I got one thing to say. I hear the music there.
Yeah.
Hang on,
Henry. Okay. We'll get back to you after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Still there, Henry?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, yes sir.
All right, I'm going to give you the lay down and the deal. I was seriously thinking, and, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the type of leverage that somebody could get with commodities. You know, I mean, certain grain commodities where you could, it's true. I was told this again and again, and even Chapman said it too. Most people who invest in futures, I think it's because they don't trade them right, though. Well, they don't get the good professional information, but he says most people that trade, you know, commodities like wheat, corn, cattle, etc., lose money.
Sure.
But there is a certain also, and I even called another brokerage firm. They told me the same thing. There is also a 20 or 30% that gain and get tremendous rewards than ever lose.
Sure. Oh, I can name you one person. Used to be a regular on the show. His name's Al Martin.
Al Mar?
M-O-R? Al Martin.
Al Martin, okay.
You can go to his website, almartin.com, and his track record is phenomenal. He's a very active day trader. He has perfected a system that he calls scalping. Well, I called it scalping. In other words, Al will get in and out of a market on very small moves. In other words, he'll scalp a penny here, two pennies here. But
you're talking about stocks, though, when you say a penny share.
No. I'm talking about whether it's a nickel in wheat or in coffee or cocoa or orange juice, whatever it is. He just as I said, he scouts. He grabs a couple of pennies here and a couple of pennies there. The last time I checked on his model portfolio, which requires a $25,000, that's what the minimum investment he tells you to put in. I think the last time I checked on his model portfolio, over 2 years, it's over $400,000. So there's no question you can make money in futures and options, but you've got to be a dedicated trader. I mean, you've got to commit yourself to the process of putting yourself in front of a screen and trading in and out of a market for short gains. In other words, he doesn't look to make a dollar out of gold at a gold move on any particular day. He's quite happy making 50 cents. But he trades so many contracts. But then again, the dedication that Al Martin puts, your average investor would never put in that kind of effort in order to make that kind of money, because it's a full-time job. It's you know, forget what other forms of employment you have, that's a full-time job. And I can tell you, I used to be in the futures and options business. And I can tell you, 95% of the people that bought an option, those options all expired worthless. And the few that were lucky and they got flipped over into a futures contract, because you know if you hit your strike price at the expiration, it automatically rolls you over into a futures contract.
Right.
Nine times out of ten, that futures contract, there would be a downdraft. And then not only would they lose all the profits they made on their option, but as you know, in the futures market, you can lose substantially more than you invest.
Well, if you put your stop, well, you're talking options, all right? I'm not necessarily talking options. I'm just talking about regular futures trading and not day-to-day trading like an S&P or something that changes by the day with so many hours.
Yeah, but you can have stops in there, but what happens if it gaps below your stop? In other words, it doesn't hit your stop. It just gaps below your stop. You're still stuck there, brother.
Well, that's true. That's true. But with certain grains, and I called up to confirm this, I'm not talking any kind of commodities. There are some grain commodities, though, that even when it goes past your stop, you can only lose so much. Like if I had gotten done wheat, for instance.
Sure.
But I'm not talking day-to-day trading. These are I'm talking futures trading over a period of weeks and, you know, several weeks to several months. I'm not talking about the extremely what you call day-to-day trading, like something, you know, quite like what you're talking about. I'm not talking about options. I would stay out of options and deal with regular stuff and really get good with that and then go from there. But let me ask you this. First of all, you said the guy's name is Al. I'm going to write his name down.
Al Martin.
A.L.
Martin,
like Dean Martin, like the Martin guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, Al Martin. All right, I wrote it down. You heard of Larry Williams, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go through this, but he's got Definitive Guide to Futures Trading. Now, here it says here, the very same research that led to his winning World Cup Championship of Futures Trading. There is such an organization. Okay, I looked it up, and it does exist.
Right.
By turning his 10,000 account into 1,147,607. Now, they're not giving specific as far as how long or whatever. And, of course, that's a substantial amount of money. It doesn't have to be like that. But if I could sit there and open up an account with some of these lower brokers that will take, take 1,000, which I found a couple already, to 1,500, $7 turnaround, and stick with many contracts. I mean, once I do the reading of some of these books in this catalog, I have the catalog in front of me. I won't go through all of it. It's called Windsor Books. I was thinking about, let's say, taking 1,500 and making, you know, 3,000 is good, and I could take the profit, right? And then in exchange, take some of the profit and use, and then call up you guys, you know, either you if you're there or if you're not there, what Jeffrey Bennett would be there, and order specific gold coin that I want. Because the average person who's working 9 to 5, it's very difficult for them to get $20,000-$30,000 worth of gold, right? Or even $10,000-$15,000 worth of gold. But if you have something where you can get the leverage that you have, like with certain commodities, you could take the profits of those each year, and they can call you up, you know, your firm, and order a certain amount of coins throughout the year. Then let's say about 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years, let's say if the market collapse and the economy tanks, they would have like maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 worth of gold, and of course that would make them, if not a millionaire, close to it. You see what I'm saying? Where the average person, if they got a certain amount of gold, like 4 coins, 5 coins, it would give them a nice savings account when the dollar goes down. But it wouldn't necessarily make them rich, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, but sure, I mean, I can understand your theory, but, you know, it's the probability of its success are pretty remote.
Well, I agree with you, but to a point. But I found a catalog here of books, and it's not widely distributed on the web. Also, you heard of Futures magazine, right?
Oh yeah, look, they have seminars every week in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'm talking about Futures.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They don't mention winter
books.
You've
got Scottsdale Trade has. You can go to Scottsdale Trade any night of the week, and they have little seminars that they conduct for their investors who want to sit down and learn how to day trade commodities. I mean,
I do believe it's possible, though. I'll tell you this. I'm going to say this, and I'll let you go. They also have. I'll say this. I'll hang up. There's a book here called Technical Analysis of Stock Trends by Robert Edwards and a John McGee, M-A-G-E-E. Now, yeah. I mentioned that author and those two authors in that book to Mr. Chapman on this very network. This was months ago. One of them he knew personally. The other thing is he also told me he knew of this book. And it's just what this catalog here, what the thing says here, that this is a universally acclaimed classic on the foundation of all technical analysis is built. Though he's right about, Chapman's right about what he's saying about the manipulating the market, and you can't totally count on technical analysis. Now, that's not the thing I would use because that's deal with stocks. But the fact is, I mentioned some of the authors in a nutshell. I'll say this, I'll hang up. I mentioned some of the authors of some of these books here, and these people claim to be top traders, and Chapman knew a lot of them. Or knew of them.
Well,
or either he has these books himself in his library and has read them or used them.
Well,
so
sure,
that's why I think I'm on the right track.
Well, sure, we all read the books, but you have to ask yourself...
Well, there's a lot of crappy books out there. I'm talking about these books.
If these guys are that good, why are they writing books? If
they
are that good at making money, why don't they just
sit
there?
They do. They're not writing a lot of them. They're not. That's the point. There's not many of them. This particular is the only book. It's just that he upgrades it. It has the latest edition because things are being changed. But, no, a lot of them aren't writing a ton of different books. That's the thing. But I mentioned the names of some of these people, and he validated, yes, that these people were successful. A lot of them do know what they're talking about. They are millionaires, and they don't have a ton of books. And because a couple of them he knew. Now, he told me that.
Your point is what?
Well, I'm thinking about buying some of these books in here because I've never seen them anywhere. It's not that one by Jim Rogers with Hot Commodities book. It's not that one, although that's informative. But I think there is something because they never talk about this. You don't hear it in the media. All they talk about is stocks. They don't even talk about gold like they should. I mean, they should even talk more about gold for the past 2-3 years. I don't hear them talking about it in Barron's. I don't see it in Wall Street Journal. I see it in International Forecaster, of course. You have it in John Williams and a little bit in Futures magazine. But that's it. But the top guys like that Chapman, people that Chapman either known in his lifetime, work with, or whatever, they know. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, and I'm thinking the same thing with commodities. They don't want the things that the people should be into, they don't talk about. They want to get the people to invest in things that will lose. I'm still hearing real estate course commercials on AM right now.
Sure.
Or here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear nothing about gold, except, you know, Nori will pitch a gold or something. But you guys got better prices, by the way, than the one in Nori yesterday. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, much better. Yeah, pay 40%. Yeah, you be careful with that, because you could be ripped off with that. Yeah. Okay, nice talking
to you.
Let's go.
Good luck to you, Henry. Let's go to Larry in Nevada. Hey, Larry. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
Can't complain, brother.
I was listening to your show, and I started squirming a little bit. I had a call in. The fellow that just got off the phone. I used to be a futures trader myself. I was trading back before the Internet and drawing my charts myself and all that kind of thing. And it's easy to tell this man is interested, but he doesn't have any experience in the market. And I know you know, and any other experienced trader knows, that most of the stuff out there is junk. These books we see, we buy. You can turn on TV, Optionetics is always on, or there's some kind of new seminar, new book. There's nothing new under the sun. The most successful trader there ever was is W.D. Gann, and if the guy was alive today, he would be just as successful as he was in the 1930s.
Well, sure. Same like Dow. I mean, the reason everybody asked Dow how he was so successful, how he became such a astute investor in the 20s and the 30s, and he used to say, I used to, in Pennsylvania, I used to go and I'd find the highest point, and I'd look over the valley, and I'd see all the steel mills. And the steel mill that was producing the most smoke, that was the one I would go and invest in. You know, simple logic.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I know. Oh, look, I heard a commercial a few hours ago. It's almost unbelievable. It's about a computer software program that tells you what stocks to buy and what stocks to sell. And they give the story about this guy who, when he wakes up in the morning, there on his computer, tells him the stocks to buy and the stocks to sell, and he makes more money before he goes to work. He makes more money than he would make in the whole week. And I'm saying, why is the guy going to work?
What a story. I remember when computers came out, when we all started getting desktop computers, and here I was drawing my own charts from the commodity price charts out of Iowa, you know, those big 14x16 charts. And we all got computers. Now we have the edge. Now we're going to make all this money. Well, it didn't matter, did it?
Oh, yeah. Look, I went through the whole thing. I got caught up in the whole candlestick revolution of in the 1980s, if you remember when Japan was ruling the world.
Yeah, and Nielsen is the one that came out with the first translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so everybody jumps on the candlestick thing.
It was just another pony to ride. That's all it was.
Yep.
We're all going to the same place. It's just another pony. But like I said, I used to trade futures, and I made the switch to the currency markets for several reasons. I got out of the futures back in the early 90s, and now when I went back to investing, I looked at the margin differences, and they're quite extreme now. And there's a lot of disadvantages to the futures markets. They're only open so long. And I experienced the same thing. I would wake up in the morning and see the hog prices gapped. I couldn't even get out of the market. It's great if you're on the other side, but it just happened too often.
Oh, sure.
There's good money in futures, but it just sounds so easy. You buy this book, you try this software, you plug it in, they tell you what to do, and whammo, you have money.
Yeah, well, if it was that easy to make money, we'd all be rich.
It's a whole industry, isn't it?
Oh, sure it is.
Selling these ideas of getting rich. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And then it's finding the easiest way. Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. I just love those stories. I get the emails all the time. Same thing. By the time you get done drinking your coffee in the morning, my work day's already done.
Yeah.
Okay, great show. I like
Thanks. Thanks, Larry. We'll take a break and be right back after this.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow, and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth if you're going through hell.
Okay, my friend. I hope you're not going through hell. You know, the futures markets were originally, you got to understand the futures markets. The futures markets were originally designed to help American farmers. So that a farmer who was producing wheat, corn, cattle, whatever it is, and he knew that his crop would come to market in 6 months from now. And rather than speculate on what the price of corn or wheat or cattle, for that matter, would be 6 months from now, he could go ahead and he could lock in his price 6 months prior to harvest. So he knew exactly where he stood. He knew what profit margins he had, and all he had to do to consummate the arrangement, obviously, was not run into a drought or some bug infesting the fields, whatever the case may be. And he delivered his crop in 6 months to the grain, and they paid him out for what it was. Over the years, obviously, people saw how you could speculate in these markets by predicting what the weather was going to do, by what this was going to do. But in large part, the futures markets were set up for the farmers. Nothing more complicated than that. But we live in a whole different world today. The Bob Chapman special, well, look, the British Sovereign should be trading at $184. It's still up on the webpage at $181. It's still a great buy. And it is still the best buy out there. If you bought two British sovereigns, it will cost you $362. As we told you earlier, we got $10 liberties, and they're running at $395 with exactly the same amount of gold in it. And the only reason why the $10 liberties premium has has increased since the last time we had them is simply because of economics 101, supply and demand. The demand obviously is causing premiums to increase on $10 liberties. But you can still get, as I said, British sovereigns for $181. You buy 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And it's good value for money. Many people have mentioned Harry Schultz today. His newsletter, which you get once a month, cost $384. Bob Chapman, you get, and I was even mistaken. You get Bob Chapman emails twice a week if you get it electronically, or if you want the hard copy, you get it twice a month. What a deal that is. You can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group. We'll be happy to help you. 1-800-691-7898. Programming reminder, tomorrow being Wednesday, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries will be with us. Until then, do you bye.